Start, guys. Everyone give this to Yehuda?
Yes.
Everyone else has the Maram Kamis. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, I want to go over the Gemara. And I want to start telling you, a lot we got to do, Bezuk Hashem. Proud of you guys for being here. Other guys, I mean, what can I tell you? You're missing out, right? You'll chazik them, and they'll have to listen on the computer, Bezuk Hashem. They'll listen on the computer. Okay, Yehuda, you with me? Let's see the Gemara. Yeah? Gemara says like this. On Chesem et Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Sakin Shalom, what is Chav Mutal Ishchot Bo Vasa Lachtal Chav Vasa. You have a sakin that's used for Latzorah, Hakrovus, Karbonus, to Avodah Zorah, God forbid. It's Asar Bahana. You're not allowed to get any Hana from that knife. Plain and simple. You're not allowed to get any Hana from that knife. Mutal Ishchot Bo Vasa Lachtal Chav Vasa. Mutal Ishchot Bo Mekalkalhu. It's mutter to shecht an animal with it because that's not hana. Why is that not called hana? Because it's called kilkel. Why is it called kilkel? Because a behemoth has three utilities while it's alive. What are the three utilities? It can be used for breeding. It can be used for working. And it's omid l'shchita to be eaten. Whereas when you kill it, it only has one utility. What's the utility? To eat. So if it's makalkel, is that hana? Yehuda? That's not hana. However, to put the steak on your plate and cut it up, that's also misakinu, because that's called misakin. And therefore, that's hana. Amar Rava. Rava said, Pa'amim, sometimes you have shochet asr, v'behemus sukenis. Why is it shochet asr with behemus sukenis? Because it's about to die, not that it's a trefa, but what? It has one of the what? Another disease, let's say, not one of the 18 trefas we said, remember? So otherwise it would be usher to eat, right? So it don't matter, it's a misukenis from another disease. Yeah? It's not one of the trefas that the Mishnah lists off. So in that case, the shechita is usher because I'm being misakin it, because I'm salvaging it for meat. Yes? Mechatech basar, and what's the case of mechatech that's mutter? Bambati, bat atme, dekaimen lukrabona. It's a big piece like a thigh, a shoulder, a breast, and you cut it up in a way that what? You cut it up in a way that no, it can no longer be given as a gift. So that's makalkal, so that's why it's mutter. So what's the Rav's chiddush upon him? I can give you a case that sometimes what? Shochet is aser, and I give you a case that sometimes what? Sometimes chotech is mutter. So the Gemara asks, v'tepekle mishum shamnun is the iser. What's Gemara's kasha? Isn't there some fat on the what? Isn't there some fat on the knife? Isn't there shamnun is the iser on the knife? And Rashi said it's talking about the Nevelim. Rashi is talking about the Nevelim. So the Marsha adds on Rashi. He says Rashi mentioned Lachtoch as an example. But the Kash is really on all the dinim. The Kash is on all the dinim in the Sugya. On the Hetel Lishchot, a healthy one. It's on the Hetel Lishchot, a healthy one. Remember we said it's Mutter what? Mutter Lishchot, because it's Makalko. He says, why is it Usher? Because if it wasn't Makalko, it would be Mutter. What do you mean? The Shamnunis. So he says, Lamaisa, the Marsha learns in Rashi that the Gemara's kasha is in all the dinim here. Even the one when it said what? That it said that it was mutter, even on the one that it said it was usser, it said it was usser because of Mesakenu. But what happens if it was Makako? Then it would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? You still have the problems from this, like I said to you. So that's what the Marsha says. The Tais HaRosh points out, according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking on the Chituch. How can the Chituch be mutter? The kasha makes no sense. Because chituch basutzon is a maflit min asakin is a baluabo. If the shamnun is on the then, just wipe it off. So he doesn't understand the kasha of the Gemara.
Can I repeat that?
Yeah, the Tais HaRosh asks on Rashi, says, if the Gemara is asking on the chituch, hamutter, the Gemara's kasha makes no sense. Because chituch basur, cold meat on your plate, is not maflit min asakin is isra baluabo. You know what I mean? If the shamnun is, what do you do with a cold thing? You just wipe it off. That's it, right? So it's hard for him to imagine, says the Tais HaRosh, that the kasha is on all the dinim in the sugya. Even in the case where the raw steak is on your what? Is on your plate. It's all cold. So why is that going to be usher? What was our famous principle? I don't think I stressed it enough on Wednesday. I don't think I stressed it at all. The only way you can have bliya and halacha is what? Is through heat. Yad seletisbo. If it's cold, you just wipe it off. People ask me shilas all the time about the kelim. It's not say that's Elizabeth, there's nothing to talk about. Unless we'll talk about maybe tomorrow, Dabra Kharif with Dachos Kaskin, if something sharp and the pressure of the night. But we haven't gotten up to that yet. Okay?
Like hard cheese?
Yeah, well, Maisa, this is No, there has to be a knife, a sharp. We'll get to the hard, like a butter that's not kosher or cold things, you might need some carcass enough. Anything that's cold, that's fatty, like non-kosher butter. You know, so there are many mothers that thought you stick a knife in the ground and that's where you kosher. It's a big mistake. The only way nitzibakarka works, we're going to go through today, God willing, methods of koshering. The only time sticking the knife in the ground works is by cold, fatty things. It was like with a non-kosher cheese or butter. It was all cold, but we're afraid maybe it got in there, so you stick it in the ground. One sec, Binyamin. So the Tzitzit Rosh asks on who? Asks on Rashi, and he comes up with a different shot. What's the Tzitzit Rosh say? You know what he says the kasha of the Gemara is? Please get this down. It's on Rav Nachman. Who's Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, if you shech with a sucking of a zora, it's a problem of what? Mekalkel, yes? That's why it's mutter. He says, what are you talking about? Why don't you aser based on what? The base of shechit is hot. Remember we said there's a natural heat by the neck? That's one way that Tzitzit Rosh learns. So he learns the kasha of the Gemara is not on all the dinim, like the Marsha, Sepshat, and Rashi. But rather, Tzitzit Rosh is asking on the dinner of Nachman. Also, the kasha might be on Rava who asked Shechita Mesukenis. Right? Why do we ask Shechita Mesukenis? Yehuda. Why do we ask Shechita Mesukenis? Because of why? Why do we ask Shechita Mesukenis? Because they're being Mesakin, the meat now. Otherwise, it would have died. You wouldn't be able to eat the meat. What happens? It would have been Makalka. Still a problem of non kosher stuff. There's still Shamnunis in there. So he says you could say the kash is one of two ways. Either it's on what? Rav Nachman's matering, Behema Bria, a healthy one, that was based on Makako. Or is he asking on Rava, who asked the Shechita Mesukenis, based on the principle of what Mesakin. Even if it was Makako, it should be a problem. So that's the way the Tzitzit Rosh learns. But say it's asking in all the dinim, he says it's very, very difficult on the case of Lachtoch. Why should we ask in the case of Lachtoch? Lachtoch's all cold. And if you look in the Piskei Rosh and Siman Tes, he says that the Kashya Gemara is on Ofana Usser. What do you mean Ofana Usser? On the case of what? What's the Ofana Usser? On the case of Pirish Madana Yantav, Akushi Lefi Arash, Shemakshal Isol Lachtoch Bo. Wow. Why does it say, it's going on Usser Lachtoch Bo? Remember we said you're cutting the cold thing? Remember we said it's us to cut the whole thing because it's Mesakin, it helps you eat it? Why does it say suck and show what? Avodah Zarah, so it said suck and show what? Goyim. That's a third possibility of what the Kash of the Gemara might mean. Okay? So again, what are the three possibilities that Tzitzit Rosh and Rosh say? Either the Kash is on who? Let's go again. Marsha says Rashi says the Kash is on all the dinim in the sukkah. The Tzitzit Rosh says it doesn't make any sense. How can it be on the din of Lachla? It's all cold. So Tzitzit Rosh is the Kash either on Rav Nachman, that said Mekalko. He says, why is it based on Mekalko Lamaisa? Why would it be also Lamaisa? Rav Nachman Matel Lishcho, because Mekalko, why don't you ask it based on the what? On the base of it's Roteach. It's hot to be a Shechita. That's one possibility, Tzitzit Rosh. Second possibility is on the Kash of Mesukenis. Why does it say it's Mutter based on what? Based on Mesakin, even if it was what? Even it was Makako Biyasr. Number three, the Piskei Rosh seems to bring up the possibility. Why do you ask it on? We're asking Lachtoch. Why do you say Suck and Shul of a Desert? It said Suck and Shul Goy. So that's who? That who is that? That's all the Rosh and the Tzitzit Rosh. Number three possibility. We'll get to you, Binyamin. Let's do the different possibilities. The third Piskei Rosh is the Kash is why did it say Suck and Shul of a Desert? It said Suck and Shul Goy. It's an issue of non kosher stuff. It's on the Kash of Lachtoch Bo. Okay. Third possibility is the Shittim Gebetzes and the Gon. What are the Shittim Gebetzes and the Gross? Where's the Gon? Simon Sadi Alf Sifkar Nalf. You know where it is? Hilchos Basar B'chalov. You know how they learn the Kash of the Gemara? Shittim Gebetzes and the Gon say the Kash of the Gemara of Nachman is Asa Lachtoch Basar B'sakin Mishum Misakin. Yes? Why do you need Misakin? Even if it was Makalko, it would have been what? It would have been also because of the Shamnunis. That's the Lashon HaGemara. That's what tape look like. That same din, we Yachol Otzis Lanu Mitam Acher. The Gemara is asking on the Ofen HaAsr, Sheish LaAsr Machos HaShamnunis. Why do you say it's also based on what? Mesakein, you should say it's also based on what? Even if it was Makalko, it would be also based on the non-kosher food. So the Shidim Gebetz and the Gon say it's asking on Rav Nachman, who said Lachtoch. Okay? The case of Lachtoch, interesting. So Shulim Gubetz continues, and as Yehuda asked in Seder, why does the Gemara ask on the case of Rav Nachman that mattered the sucking? Because what does Rav Nachman say? It's enough to what? Just do a klipas makom, to cut off the L'chol HaDeis. So the Gemara is not asking on what Rav Nachman mattered. Because all you got to do is klipas makom on that. Just wipe off the outer peel. So also, furthermore, maybe Rav Nachman will be shbeis ha-shchitas sone. Maybe he doesn't buy the fact that the neck is hot. Maybe it's cold. And because it's simonim are trudim lotzi adam, it's not baluim. We're not talking about shemen that's what? That's on the sakin. It's only this one that's balua. So therefore, according to the shidim ugbetz in the gong, what's the kashya gemara? On Rav Nachman said misakin. Why is it also based on what? Mechatech bis misakin. It's makako, it's a problem. And it's not asking on Rav Nachman and matur lishko besakin zu. Because the fact of the matter is, that's mutter, because all you got to do is take off a clip of it. It's fine. And second of all, Rav Nachman also has the bishah shchitul amaisa is sonein, perhaps, and therefore, it's not a problem. And the Vilna Gaon adds on, I want you to get this, could very well be that Rav Nachman and Rav hold that shamnunis, all you need is hadacha, wipe it off. Because the bishah shchita, they wipe off the blood that's on it anyway. So that's why the Gemara is not asking on the Shochid B'Sakin Zu. Because they could hold the whole thing, all you need is Adacha. So it's asking on Lachtoch Ba. Then the Shimon de Gubetz is proofs from Tosis, which we got to learn, that the Kashya Gemara is also on HaShochid. Because Tosis said the Gemara is, one of the Gemara's answers, that you burned it in fire. In order to miyashiv, even if the Beis HaShchid is Roteach. So the Shimon de Gubetz proofs from Tosis that the Kashya was on the din of not just Lachtoch, but also Shochid. Plus the fact that Gon says that the Gemara did not ask on Rava, Shita Lachboch on the Tachim Chashuvim. The stin right before, you know, you would have thought the Kashim was going right on the din right before. It's not. That's what the Vilna Gon says. Because Rava did not mention Lechachila. What did he say? Umechatech Mutter, Mashma, it's only Bidiyevin. So Rava, you know, you're not going to jump on Rava. Rava just Mashma that it's Bidiyevin. So the Gemara's not jumping on him. Gemara's jumping on him, Lemaisa, those who mattered it, what? Those who mattered it, Lechachila. That's what the Gemara is. What the Gemara is jumping on. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So we got that this is a whole mahalach on what the kasha of the Gemara was. Which din was Gemara? Which was the kasha? There's a lot of dinim here. Well, how many dinim are there? I mean, how many that we can count them on our hands? Mutter lishchot ba and also lachtoch ba. That's two. And then there's what? Another two. Sometimes shochet is aser besukenis, and sometimes mechatek is mutter with the what? The thigh. So there really are four dinim. The question is, what is the Gemara asking on? Which one of the four dinim is the Gemara asking on? And that's what this Mahalach brings to the table. So I want you to get it clear. Yes, go ahead, Binyam. You've been very patient. Go ahead. What do you say?
This whole like, kind of like hot, cold.
Yes.
Why is it necessary at all? We're talking about a knife. The knife in German is because it's already a sharp object.
No. No, we're going to see that when we get to it. Probably tomorrow if we go right there in the Gemara. We finish the Taisis. There's a concept of Docha de Sakina. Sharpness is only on the food, like an onion. And an onion only can have bliya when it's cold if you have plus davar harf and what else? Dochak de sakina. Let's say I press a knife down on the onion, you know what I mean, on the board. You need a combo of both to override the fact that it's cold. You need dochak de sakina and davar harf. Davar harf, dochak de sakina. Okay, that you don't have here. Okay? That's an important klal. I'm glad he asked me that. Everything is cold. Yehuda, you never have a bliya, ever. You need to be atzalas. But the only exception to that rule is when you have a combination of docha de sakina, the pressure of the knife, and a davar harif, which is only an onion. Or so, it got to be something like an onion. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
And also, Moshe Feinstein had done...
That's how the great Gaon, yes?
He did a scientific calculation. Where he basically figured out the highest temperature that an oaf can be is on that which is 113 degrees, which is not yet too bad this bow. So because which
there's a different sheet is we'll have to go through what yat is it 150, is it 113? As far as I know, that we'll go through the different sheets. Reb Shlomo Zalman, I thought, did that experiment with the base of oaf. I thought it was Shlomo Zalman. I thought it was Shlomo Zalman. If I'm not mistaken, we went through it this summer. But we'll have to come with the different sheets of Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. But we'll see. Okay, we'll mention it. Not today, okay? But let's get it. Okay, very good. So we got this chlor. So I want you to know when you read the Gemara, please know the different sheetahs about what the Gemara's kasha is on. Let's get the Gemara's answer, and then we got to get right to Tais. We got a lot of lumdas to do. So what's Gemara's answer? Why aren't you worried about that? Gemara answers b'chadasha. What's chadasha mean? It's a new knife. It's a new knife. There's no Bliya Sisser on there. The Gemara jumps and says, what are you talking about? Chadasha, bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Kiva. Misham shevet is chavim, misham shevet is chavim, in a sunat shit yavdu. When it comes to what the Avodah Zarah itself, there's a mandam that says asam yad. There's another mandam that says asam when you worship it. But everyone agrees by the Kalim to use Misham Sanat asam to actually worship it. And here it wasn't worship, so what are you worried about? The Gemara gives two terutzim. Ibo yaseima the pasuk be gavzo, l'avodah chavim, you cut wood for the Avodah Zarah. So there was a designation, and therefore what? It's a new one, but it's not food, and therefore what? There's no shamnunis on it, so we're not worried about it. It was wood. No, it was used before, and there was non-kosher stuff, and we kashered it. The suck in Yeshonah should live, nor it was blowtorched, and therefore it's fine, and all the issue was burnt out. So that's why the Gemara never is worried about the notion of what the shamnunis from before. It's Isra Hana from the Avodah Zarah itself. Okay, we got that chlor? Okay. This opens the door now, guys, to the methods, different methods of kashering. Okay? There are different methods, and I want to be makdim it now. I try to do the best I can with erasing the board, and before we see the tais inside, there's a lot of different mouths we'll do, but I first want to do the tais inside. The different methods to be makshering. Okay? The most famous one is libun. What is libun? Blowtorch. Blowtorch doesn't need 24 hours. It doesn't need 24 hours. You don't have to wait. You don't really have to clean it out either, because the burning will clean out itself. Much like a self-cleaning oven is illegal. That is exactly legal. In fact, my wife did it last night. You know, I don't know if you ever been there when your mom does it. It smells terrible. Yeah. It fumes, you know. You can have 2 hours. You can have 4 hours. It's horrible. But lemaisa, what it does is it burns out everything. Everything's ashes. Dangerous. A guy could lose his hand. He stuck his hand in there, it was 800 degrees. You'd burn your hand right off, God forbid. So, libun is, I want you to get down, doesn't need 24 hours wait. You don't even need to clean it out. It's going to automatically do the job. So write that. That's the first method of cleaning, the most powerful. Yes, all these markers are terrible. What'd you say?
How much time would you need for it to be considered done?
At least 2 hours. At least 2 hours, correct. Well said, at least 2 hours. Second one is Hagala. Hagala, you need to wait 24 hours. You need to clean it out with cold water the best you can. And then you need to what? Boil up hot water in another pot, wait till it's bubbling, and dunk it in. Dunk whichever kli you want to kasha it, dunk it in. Now, if you have a gigantic kli that there's no kli you can fit it in, which can happen sometimes like at camp or something, so the only choice you have to do is fill it up and let it spill over on its sides. That's the only thing really what you can do. But that's when it's used, this is what's called Hagala. Hagala, you got to wait 24 hours, and you got to wait well, Lamaise, and as I said, clean it out the best you can, and then you clean it real good. You got to get all the schmutz out before you wait, before you do the Hagala. Okay? Very important. Now, there's something called, on the same level, Libun Kal. What is Libun Kal? Libun Kal, for all intents and purposes, is like Hagala. You know what it is? You heat up the pot so hot that if you put a piece of Kleenex or tissues next to it, it would blacken it on the outside of it. It's so hot. You understand what I'm saying? That it would actually blacken it. But it's not called Libun. It's called Hagala. And there you'd have to wait 24 hours again. Clean it out really well, wait 24 hours, and then do a libun kal. So 2 and 3 are in the same madrega. Then there's something called ni'itza bakarka, which is sticking a knife in the ground, which we said earlier in shir is only used for cold things. Cold fatty things. Let's say butter you used, let's say lard, God forbid, it was all cold lard, cold butter, but you put a knife on it. Was not hot. So how do I kasha? You got to wash it off with cold water real good. You don't want to use hot water because then it'll lay in, right? So you wash it off with cold water, maybe put some soap on it, you know, detergent, then stick it in the ground, and that's fine. Needs a bikarka. Okay?
10 times?
We'll see, Lamaisa. I think our minig is to do it once, but the Gemara we're going to see in Tysus mentions 10 times. I think the sheet in the Gemara says one is enough, but we'll have to look into that. It's a good kasha, Yehuda. Then I want you to know a fifth way, which is called, which we're not going to see in Tosa, but I want you to know it as long as we're doing it anyway. It's called Irui Umilui. This happens a lot when you use Bechers. If you want to kasha your Bechers for Pesach, and you know for sure you never put them in hot water ever. I don't know. Let's say you don't do when you do the dishes on Saturday night or Sunday morning, you don't put them in the dishwasher, you don't put them in the bin. You always wash them cold. I stress that. So there was never any what beer or anything, or never any non-pesedica, chumenstica wine with hot water when you did the dishes. It's always cold, cold, cold. So what do? We go into Pesach. You know what you do? You fill them up for 72 hours with cold water. And every 24 hours, you spill it out and fill it up. Spill it out, fill it up. Spill it out, fill it up. That's milui v'irui. You got me? You do it over a period of 72 hours, and every 24 hours, you pour it out. You fill it up, pour it out. Fill it up, pour it out. Fill it up, pour it out. That's for stuff that's exclusively used by cold, by liquids. Four was used by cold things or solids. This is by liquids. So these are, in a nutshell, guys, the five methods of kashering in halacha. Which I want you to get. Yes, Shmuel first. Go ahead.
For libun kal, is it basically
hagala
and then regular libun?
The libun kal would be, for example, I put a pot that was not kosher, I stick it in my oven. Okay. Put it on 500, but it's not self-cleaning oven. It's a regular old oven. And it got so hot, the pot, that when I took the pot out, I took a piece of straw or tissue and put it on the wall of the thing and it became black. That would be called libun. It's not as high as 800 degrees. It's not a blowtorch. But it has the same halakha as a hagala, where you use water, immersion. Okay? Now, there's another one. I mean, the truth is, there is another thing called irui, which I really should put. I'm going to put that dash hagala with irui. Now, what's irui? Irui is that the non-kosher thing came through irui. It was poured on. So how do I kosher it? What's the famous klal? Then in order to way to kosher something is the way it became asr is the same way I got to kosher it. So if it became not kosher through irui, so therefore I'll kosher also through irui by boiling hot water on it from a kli rishon. And I pour the hot water on it. Okay? Let's say, for example, a sink. Let's say you know for sure there's no food that's ever sat in your sink that was chametz throughout the year. But you know there's definitely chametz that was poured in. So how do you kasher the sink? Through also what? Pouring in hot water. So we really should write the concept of irui. I'm going to write a dash hagala. So it's really 6 or 5 different methods of doing what kashering. Okay? And that's what we have to investigate today in the Shittas HaTaisis. Okay? Yehuda, you had a kasha? I'm sorry.
I was going to ask about that.
Very good. Okay, excellent. Okay, let's see the Tais inside now, because there are other sheetahs besides Tais. It's fascinating that comes up. But these are the 6 methods that we have to get. You know what? And before we do it inside, let me just mention this other concept that really tells us right, so it'll be in our minds. There is something called Isura Bala and Hetera Bala. There's a fundamental distinction I want you guys to know. Isura Bala is when there was ham in it. Mamish ham. Mm-hmm. So when it's ham in something, a ham soup or a solid piece of ham, then it depends how it was used. If you used a spit or a barbecue or use it a la aish to bake a ham, then how are you going to kosher it? Through libun, through blowtorching. What happens if I make a ham soup? So I'll kosher it through hagola, because that was a liquid. But what is ham? Isura bala. What is milchix to flesix to milchix called? What's that called? Jake? Hetera bala. Because the milk is kosher. The flakes are kosher. So if I want to go back and forth and switch to kalim, there's a different rule, which I want you to know, and that is Tom Kalush.
Kalush or
Kalush? Kalush. Kalush means weak, Yehuda. Why do I say it's weak? Because it is kosher independently. It's kosher independently on its own. So there is a tremendous kula by Hetera bala. And that is, if there's a terabala, even if it was used ala esh, afilu ayyadeh esh,
Sagi, what's sagi mean? It's enough. Excellent. Sagi bahagala. Excellent. Sagi bahagala. Okay? Because in Hare, we're dealing with Tom Kolish anyway as it is, right? So if you're dealing with Tom Kolish anyway as it is, so you know what? We'll be making always allow hagala. Whereas if you're dealing with him, you better what you kasher the way it was used. It was on a fire, Yehuda, you kasher alaish. If it was with water, liquid, you kasher with what? With liquid. Okay? We got this? Very important din. Yes, Binyam. Go ahead.
Don't we hold that it's your bala we don't like to do? Like ever? Like switching back and forth between...
The minig is not to. Correct. But I'm talking about, let's say, a family that's poor in Europe, they didn't have kalim. Ideally, you're not supposed to, correct. And when the simonim, when you put a simon that you're supposed to put on the milk, because the pasuk in Shmuel, say for Shmuel and Novi, it's a minig, it is, I forgot what it's called, charitzim, some phrase by Shmuel and Novi, where a minig is that they put simonim, you put on the milk can as opposed to the fleshiks. We do it on both now. But if you're going to choose the one, you do it on the milk once. But Lamais, you're right, but I'm talking about a situation where a person has no kalim, doesn't have enough money. So I want you to get this very important. These are the rules, the 6 5A methods of kashering, and this rule is surah bala. Okay? Very important. Okay, and what did we say the klal is? And there's only bleah when it's yatzah lettuce, but with the exception of what? A davar charif, a sharp item like an onion, and plus what? Dochaka, the sakin. Okay, let's see the tais inside. Okay? Yehuda, why don't you read the tais? Guys, let's see inside. Chesem and Aleph, let's see the taises. This is amazing. Every tais is amazing. On kashering, and hopefully we'll have time to see the other sheet of Mishnah on this. Another Mahalchim, probably try to have to get to tomorrow. Okay, we'll see. We have time. Okay, go ahead. The Iker is we get a chlor visit to Shem. Go ahead.
Shalib number or. Ha, this number so much like the Vodah Zara. Sakin, Shefa Bakarka, Behita Hora. Sagi, Benetia Bakarka, Eser Pami. Belaba E Libun.
That's what Yehuda brought up before. Tell you, says Abam Kasha. You read the Dibra Maska, yes?
Yeah.
So he says, live no more. I tell you, says the Mishnah says in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, if you buy a Jew buys a knife from a goy, how do you kasher it? Shafa means you rub it in the ground, and it's fine. Tahora here means it's kosher. And it's enough to do nitzah in the karka 10 times. That's what you'd have brought up before. We have to check that out. If I'm not mistaken, Lamaisa, I thought Lamaisa, one time is enough. Yehuda, you want to, there's a day in the Gemara, you want to send me the Yehuda, the Masechet Avodah Zarah there? Is there, where's the pile of Shas, the small, oh, there it is, right next to you, Binom. Masechet Avodah Zarah right there. But Lamaisa, the Iker Kasha for us is that Nitza Bekarka suffices, and you don't need what? What don't you need? You don't need Libun. What are you talking about? Our Sugya mandated Libun in the second answer of the Gemara, right? What was the first answer? We're dealing with a new knife that never touched food, it was chopping wood. Thank you. Thank you very much, Binyamin and Yehuda. I didn't use it for food. That was the first answer. What was the second answer? Yes, we did use it for food. We blowtorched it. You blowtorch it, we dig up a sugi in the end of Odozor. All you need is Nitza Bakarka. One sec, Jay. So the Gemara says there, if you look it up, it's almost the last daf there. In Maseches of Odozor, it says, Sakin Shafa Vitora. And I in the Ham and Bays in the Mishnah. So if you look in the Gemara, it's the last Amud there. It's the last Amud there, believe it or not. It says in the Gemara, exactly like you just said, Amar Avukvam Barchama, Amenoatza Asara Pamim Bakarka. That's what it says. 10 times. In the ground. Amar Avunabreder of Yeshua Bakarka Shinavuda. Make sure it's a karka that's not fertile. Amar Av Karev Sakin Yavashin Bagumos. It has no holes. Tananam Yachas Sakin Yavashin Bagumos. Noatza Asara Pamim Bakarka. Amar Avuna Breder Yeshua Lechol Batzone. There it is. So I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Seems from the Gemara you should need 10 palmim. We got to look more in the Shulchan Aruch about that. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? But whatever the case might be, Tosi has a very clear kasha. In fact, he said it was a what? He's a very good clear kasha. He says, our Gemara says you need Libun. And the Gemara there says what? Says all you need is needs a Bakarka. Yes, Jake, go ahead.
If Libun doesn't need a weight, how come the Gemara stresses Yeshena?
No, it just happened to be an old one, Lamaisa. And it's stressing the koach of Libun. That even if it was a kli that was used for food of non-kosher,
Yeshena means used. It doesn't
Yeah, libun means used. Yeah, libun means used. Yeah, biyashna means it was old, but it was, old means it was used for non-kosher ham and things like that. I could still save the day with libun boor. Okay, all right, very good. Yudi, you got it? Levi said, don't the chumash. Don't yeah the chumash. I don't want you to yeah the you're not supposed to rest your gemara on the chumash. Yeah. Okay, it's not on the chumash, no. Okay, all right, go ahead. So what's the answer to this kasha? Go ahead. What do you say?
Let's see. Hainu lasso ba tonan.
Kidamar?
Kidamar hata magmara.
Beautiful. When does nitsa bakarka work? When going forward, all you're gonna use the stuff is for what? Is for cold things. I mean, I'm never gonna use this knife for hot things anyway. So if I'm only gonna what? See, I want you to look backwards and look forward. You look backwards on what it was used for, was when we gave the presentation and introduction. But we're also going to look forward. I am never going to use this knife for hot things, ever. If you're never going to use this thing for hot things, then what? Then just put it in the ground 10 times. Aval, go ahead. But here we talk about you got to do libun b'or. Why? Wow, because when you shuck the animal, you said that on Wednesday, I think you would know. Isn't it natural what the neck is hot? Natural's hot, remember? We looked. You looked it up also.
Yeah.
The Miri said it, right. Is it really Yatza lettuce bowl? Is that hot?
It's warm.
Natural warm. I don't know if it's Yatza lettuce bowl. It's, but according to our...
One of the interpretations of Yatza lettuce bowl is actually that.
Yeah, kind of like Binyamin said with Shlomo Zalman's test. So it is Roteach. So you better believe you're going to use it for hot things. If you use it for hot things, then what do you need? You need Libun. Very clear answer, right? We wrote on the board. Nitz is for only for cold things. The top one is libun because you need it for hot. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Vitema.
Vitema, the mashma hacha de by libun. Vehe mashma nami hata betoset of sechta vodazara. The ketani hashipudim v'askala v'asakinim mabim v'or.
Do you know, guys, where you find the tosefta's and every mesechta? They're in the back. You found them before, yeah? So in this Tosef, it says in Perek Tes here, it lists off, let's translate, Shvodim are spits. Askalos, Yehuda looked it up, means a grill. I thought it was a grill, remember? We got it right. And Sakinim are knives. All those three things, the Malab Nabor. What are you talking about? That's like, go here, it's Mashini Libun. And in Tosef, it's Mashini Libun. With Tema, go ahead.
Tema Perek Kosha, Abba Pesachim.
Naflama Nebe is the second Perek, go ahead.
Mashma de Sagi Vagala.
Oh! The kamar. The knives for Pesach, how do we machshir them? To get rid of the chametz. Go ahead. Beautiful. What's idi v'idi mean? Both. What's both? The handle of the knife and the iron part of the knife. They both have to be put in rodkin. What does the word rodkin mean?
Boiling
hot water. Excellent, guys. Meaning hagala suffices. So we have our gemara and a tosefta and a razar that say you require libun. And you have a Gemara Mitzvah that says Hakalas and Knives. A clear steer in Gemaras. That's how the Baal HaTeis tells you one of South steers in Shas. Go ahead.
Well, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Eshechal at Gabe Chametz, Mishum de Hetera Bela.
Hetera Bala. That's what we wrote on the board. Let me ask you a question. Chametz most of the year is Mutter Rasser.
Mutter.
It's Hetera Bala. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds Hetera Bala. I think we once mentioned it a while ago. That it's in this Zman, remember?
Yeah. Totally.
It's a whole question, Machlis the Ram and the Ramban. Is chametz like ham or is it like Michus the Flajics? Remember that? The Ramban said it was like ham. It's like a Surabala. And the Ram said, what are you talking about? Most of the year it's Mutter, so it's a Terabala. So Rabbeinu Tam is holding like the Rambam. The chametz is a Terabala. So most of the year it's good. So when Pesach enters, then it becomes poof, it becomes what? Usher. Go ahead. So therefore what? Since when it entered into the Kli, it was Terabala, you don't require what? All you require is Agala. Mashenkin in our sugya, when the bliya went in from the ham and the sakin or the what? Or the bliya went in from the avodah zarah, it was hot. It was nevelus. Go ahead. It was usser. It was usser. Not that it was just hot. It was usser at that time. Go ahead. There was not enough agala. What do you need?
You need libun.
Actually, you need libun. Shmuel, you got the answer? In other words, when it comes to Pesach, it entered in. When it went in, it was at terabala. Granted, it became Asar and Pesach, but therefore it says, but it's when it entered in, it was a terrible, therefore Agala suffices. Whereas in Lamais Arsugi in the Tosefta, the ham went in the thing when it was what? It was used when it was Isser. Ham's always usher. It was usher from the very moment it went in the knife. So therefore, the only way you're going to get it out is through what? Through libun. Oh, what's the raya for this distinction? Go ahead.
The Indian Zemechag Besov Masachet Avos Zara Daf Ein Vavam Aleph Afagav the Hashta Dibli.
Oh, so there's a stira there. What's a stira? The Mishnah of Odazar requires a libun, a spit to have libun. Yes, and a grill to have libun. There's a Mishnah Zvachim, I want you to get down. Are you familiar with Karbonis and Kachim? What happens when the Kachim get in the walls of the Kli? What happens when the Zman of the Korban to be eaten expires? What's that called now?
Nosar.
Comes Nosar. Excellent, Jake. The stuff inside the Kli becomes Nosar. And that stuff Nosar, Lomai says, now has diseased the Kli in a sense. So you know what it says over there? It says over there, even though that it used the stuff to what? With we roasted Basar Kodesh with it. It doesn't need Libun. Hagal is enough. So it's a stira. The Mishnah of Arazara says you need what? Libun. And the Mishnah in Zvachim says all you need is what? Hagala. So how does the Gemara solve it over there? So I'll tell you how it solves it. When the Basar went in the walls of the Kli, what do you think it started off as being? Heterabala or Surabala? Was it Nosar when it went in? No, it only becomes Nosar later, since when it went in, it was a Terabawa. All you need is what? Hagala, like for the Chametz. It's a beautiful answer. That's why he's proving this distinction. Aye, but the Gemara says in the end of the day, when it spits out, it was Nosar. Go ahead, the Afagav.
Afagav, the Hashta Devli Have Isura.
Hashta the Pullet. What's Pullet? Spit. Even though now it spits out, Have what? Havi Sura, even though now that it spits out its asur. Mikol Mokom. Beautiful. But Bashas Bliya was Hetera, their Vagal is enough. Ah, and even though Rav Ashi is the one who said this answer, and he's Chosrbo, go ahead. Even though Rav Ashi himself said this Chilik in Masechet Avodah Zarah, but in Psachim, go ahead. What did Rav Ashi mandate for Pesach for his knives? He wanted new knives. Did he have really new knives? No. He required Libun on all knives. Libun? Why Libun? Hagala should suffice based on what we just said. Go ahead. He was machmer on himself. But in a Hanami would have been enough. Go ahead.
Benira, the had the masik vehechata idi veidi. Barotchen, have maskan de melta de Rav Ashi.
Must be the Rav Ashi was chozerbo from his chumrah. And therefore what? That the Ikra Adin is Agal is enough. He was Chozer Bo from his what? From his Chumrah. And since he was Chozer Bo from his Chumrah, that's the Maskan and Milzer of Ashi. And after he said he was Machmer Lassos Libun, he was Chozer Bo and he said it's enough by Agal. So what's the first answer that we have so far? When do we require Libun? When what? When it's Isurabala, from beginning until end. Yes?
Terabala.
When is it Hagala suffice? Heterabala. And what about in our sugya? Why in our sugya did we require Libun? No. Why do we require a Libun in our sugya? Because we want to use it for what? For hot things. Right? It was used for a hot thing, for the Shechita. The base of Shechita is Roteach. And in the sugya in Avodah Zarah in the end that says enough to stick the knife in 10 times, what was that talking about? You're only going to use it for cold things. Okay? Very good. That's one full answer of Tysus. Let's continue now. Another answer of Inatam. Wow. Rabbi Inatam says, here in the Tosefta are my big knives that you roast basar. And you use them through fire, and therefore you require what? Therefore you require libun. Kevolo, kach polto. When you bolea with slia, right, it only spits out in the same way that it went through. And therefore, what do you need?
Libun.
You need libun. Excellent. Because we're talking about big things they use for basar, for roasting. Excellence. For slia, grilling. Go ahead, the dekanami. What does the word dekanami mean? What does the word deka mean? It's a raya. It's a proof in pshat, always pshat oriented. Like in the pshat. The old, he says, go ahead. Because we listed the Tosefta Bahadi with.
She put in Vaskala.
Right, we listed knives with the spits and the grills, which are Kalim for Tzliya. So if it's knives, it's got to be big knives. Go ahead. And what are small knives used for? When you eat a meal in your home, in your kitchen, or your dining room, right? Or the Chadar Ochel. So those knives are not used for grilling. So since they're only used for cutting, it's enough to do what?
To do
Haggalah. We had a steer between Psochim and our Gemara and the Gemara in the Tosefta.
Nice, yeah.
Right? So it comes out now, there's a completely different answer. This answer is based on what? What it was used for. Was it used Ayidei Tzliya? Then you're going to need Liban. If it was used in Lo Ayidei Tzliya, then Haggalah suffices. Okay, that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Why is Haggalah suffice over there in Psochim? Because there's a Terabala. That's why we're going to see up shot that really the two answers are really connected with one another. Let me ask you a question. If you have a little knife you want to use in your dining room to cut up your steak, would that be permissible with just Haggalah if it was used on the flame? What would you say to that? I mean, you can't ignore that rule. If it's used on the flame, I don't care if it's big or small. You're going to always require what?
Libun.
So that's why I'm saying when he says the Murim Sakim, it's only because it was that Terabala. You follow me? Because
yeah.
Chametz is normally mutter. But if it was used al aish, I don't care. Even if it was a small knife, you would require people. Just happens to be the Gemara Psalm is the Mal Chametz, which is a terrible. Yes, Yehuda.
Why would a Haggalah work for the knife regardless? If that's not because you're not, the knife did not become trif because of Haggalah. The knife became trif because you used it. It didn't, but there was.
Yeah, but what did I say? If it was a terrible like Chametz, then it's always a weak taste. So even though it's used al aish, but Haggalah suffices. You follow me? But if it was used for ham, even a small knife would be a problem, require libum. Okay? You got me? You always gotta clear that. Clear that in Yiddish. You always gotta calculate that. That's the calculation. You always gotta make. If you want to be a posek and extra kalim. Okay? Alright, let's go on. You're doing a great job. Well, now Tosos is gonna give you some nekudas like a Mishnah Brura here. The end of the Tosos about different halachas, he just points out. In kashering, this is if someone asks you where is the Tyson Shas about kashering Kalin? Who you listen to the halachas? Chulin Chesam and Aleph. Chulin Chesam and Aleph. Go ahead.
Vasekini Mishanim Shanu Lochem Min Haob De Kochavim. I am a rebbe.
Yeah, what do you do with these old knives that we buy from Goyim?
I am a rebbe, Rav Meir.
But that's the Rivom.
Shetzrichin Libun.
He says you better believe you need Libun. You buy them from non-Jews, you need libum. In Tosfos of Azor, they quote B'shem the Rival. Go ahead. You know what they do with those knives? They also have candles. How do they light candles, Binyamin? They light candles with what? They light candles with the chalev. Chalev is non-kosher. If you eat the chalev, you're chayv karis. So they used to dip the same knives that they ate steaks with and finagle with the candles with chalev. Go ahead. Yeah, they flip the burgers with the same knives they would flip the chalev. There is a chalev. Go ahead. So therefore what? He says, that's why you need libun. That's why the Rivam and the Rivam are very stark about this. Comes Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu Tam, I Omer. Kevon de'ein ikar tashmishin lekach.
He says, don't tell me this. These knives, ikar usage is not to flip the what, the candles with the chalev. The ikar is to flip the burgers. So I'm not worried about that it was used for that. Isramim means happens. It rarely happens. And what happens if it does happen? V'od, furthermore. Wait, so before we do the v'od, so what's enough with these things? Hagal or libun? Hagal is enough, exactly. Because it's not used for the chalev, l'maisa. It's not used for the chalev. The ikar tashmish is not for that. Go ahead. Even if it was used for one time, you know, Haggalah would be enough. That's a big chiddush. Even if it was used al aish one time, Haggalah would be filled. This is not a talk about milchus of fleshiks. This is mamish davar isser. It's mamish chalev, yeah. It's mamish chalev. You're telling me that that's okay with Haggalah? Should it be the method that the klal that comes up, the way it was used, the way you have to kasher. If you used all aish, you have to kasher all aish. Ma pitom Haggalah would be enough. Go ahead.
They call mashesofer liflot ayedei rotchin polit ba'Haggalah rishona.
Wow.
Anything that's going to be spit out through hot water will be spit out the first time, and that's how you clean it. That's a tremendous chiddush. After the agala, it never will spit out any more issues. You have nothing to worry about. So he's basically saying, Rabbeinu Tam, phenomenal chiddush, that even something that's used, what, as a dvar isser through eish, hagala would suffice. It's amazing. Because it's going to spit out everything that it could spit out the first time. You don't have to worry about anything going viter. That's an amazing chiddush. Please get down your notes. Rabbeinu Tam is basically breaking the rule that we said, and that is that it's a dvar isser that was used through eish, hagala will suffice. He's basically saying, even on an atam that's chazak, not a tam kalush, even a tam chazak, the hagala suffices, says Rabbeinu Tam. That's a stunning, stunning kiddush. And to that, Tosafos says, I cannot agree with. Go ahead. Says, I think it's wrong.
The Delma came on Shenishtamesh.
Since it was used through fire. Excellent. It never will get out of the walls forever completely. So every time you use it with hot water, it's going, a little bit's going to come out, a little bit's going to come out, a little bit's going to come out. You can't say, oh, it got spit out the first time and that's it. You don't have to worry about it going white. He says, that's ridiculous, says Tysus. Once it's used on the ore, it's going to be what? Never get fully get out of the walls. Go ahead. The only way you can get it out is with Libun. Go ahead. Upolit tamid b'chol haga'alato. It's going to spit out every time you do immersion. Go ahead. What's kli cheres? China. You know, earthenware vessels, China is made from clay, you know. So he says, China or kli cheres is never agala is enough. Because it sticks in there forever, we have a cloud. Torah ida kli cheres sheni yotzen dof niolim. More famous, Gemara Pesachim. Torah testified that kli cheres, you never can get the stuff out of the walls, ever.
I thought we can't kosher kli cheres.
Yeah, that's exactly why we don't kosher China. Excellent. There is one sheet of baliter. If you wait a year, you do it three times, but that's a collector's item. Okay? Usually we try not to rely on the baliter unless you have, I don't know, really dvar hefset. If you have nothing else to use, okay. Very good. The Torah testifies you never can get the stuff out of the kli cheres. Go ahead. We don't say everything was that was able to be spit out was spit out the first agala. Hello? Excellent. The bottom line is that you never can what? You never can get it out fully. And if it's going to spit out every time you use boiling hot water. Beautiful, right? That Tosis wasn't so hard, but let's summarize it so we have it in our brain. We always say, we always got to summarize it. You walk away from the Taiz, you have to walk away. We could say over what Taiz's sheet is. Okay. So let's summarize the Taiz. Taiz began by saying, a knife that absorbed an isser, and you want to use it for cold, what does Taiz say? It's enough to do nitsa bakarka. If you want to use it for hot, what do you have to do? You have to do libum. That's the beginning of the Taiz. Okay? But Taiz said a caveat to that. If it was a terabala when it went in, and then it became also like chametz, hagala is enough. Yes?
Yeah.
If it was ham that went in from the beginning, then what? Then you need libun. What's an example of chametz that's similar? No, sir. When it went in the bus of the korban, the taste, it was good. And then when it goes out, it's aser. Hagala suffices in that case. However, it's if it went in as an iser, you're going to need libun. And Rav Ashi was machmiran himself by chametz, he even required libun. Okay? Then he was chozerbo from that being machron himself, and that roach in hot water is enough. That was the first chiluk that Rabbeinu Tam said, number one. Number two, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Second chiluk, the difference between bigger knives and smaller knives. What is it, magical? No, it's not magical. The big knives Kenoda was used for grilling. It was aleish, so you require libun. The small knives Kenoda was only used for cutting on your plate. Never was used aleish, and therefore agala suffices. That's the whole Taisus, the first part of Taisus. Then the second part of Taisus is Halach Lamais is like a Mr. Brewer. He says, I want you to know something. Knives, old knives, small knives you bought from a goy, there's a big machlokes amongst the Baliat Taisus. The Rivam says Libun is enough. Not, I shouldn't say Libun is enough. You require Libun. Because why? The goy sometimes uses it on the flame. So you require the highest level. The Rivam and the Rivah require Libun Shmuel because it's very possible that the Goy used it what? The Goy used it sometimes on the flame. Rabbi Natan says, I don't care. Most of the time it's not used on the flame, the small knives, and even if it was, Hagala suffices. Why? So, number one, we said it's uncommon that he used it, but number two, even if it was, Kibolo Kachpolto, when you do Hagala first time, it extracts everything out of there, and therefore there's no problem. And then Tysus comes along and says, I disagree with you wholeheartedly, Rabbi Natan. Once it's used Alesh, you're done. There's no way Hagala suffices. You can do Hagala 100,000 times. Every time you do it, a little bit will come out, a little bit will come out. There's always stuff left in. The only way you can get the whole thing out is what? Is with Libun. What's a good example that you never could get anything out of something? Even with Libun, Kli Cheres. Well said. Excellent. Well, we'll see about Lamaisa. We'll see about that Lamaisa. But that's what Taisa wants to say. That's the Taisa Lakstaka. But let's get the other Shittas and Rishonim on this topic, this subtack of Kashering. Fascinating topic, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. The bottom line is that there's a Shita Mekubetzes, let's get it down, that I gave you. That's Mechazek, the Raya L'maisa, of Tosfos, that we're dealing with big and small. Shita Mekubetzes says if the Tosefta was talking about all types of knives, then it shouldn't have mentioned grill, spits, and grills anyway. Should have just said sakinim, their din is libun. And we would know kol shekinim. If a knife needs libun, then for sure a spit does. So it must be that what types of knives are we dealing with in the Tosefta? Knives that are used for what? Roasting and grilling, which are big, big knives. And therefore, that's one of the examples of kleit tzliah. So I want you to get that Shittim Gubetzes, how he strengthens the second chiluk that Rabbi Natan made. Everyone got that? We're not talking about all types of knives. We're talking about only knives that are big that are used for grilling. That's the first Nakuda Shidu Gebetzes on this I wanted you to see. We already quoted other Shidu Gebetzes. The third Shidu Gebetzes today we're mentioning. The second Nakuda Rabbeinu Shidu Gebetzes we mentioned, yes, is that really these two Teirutz and Rabbeinu Tam do not contradict one another, which we hinted to earlier. I want you to get this. Shidu Gebetzes says the two answers really complement one another. Let's get it. Rabbi Natan said, if it's Blias, if it's Hetera Bolo, what's the din? You guys tell me. If it's Hetera Bolo, when it went in, it's Agala, right? You know it's Hetera Bolo. Whether it's big or small, the knife. Please get that. If it's Hetera Bolo, I don't care whether it's big or small. We actually hinted at this. But if the Sakin was Bolea Ham, then you tell me with the din. If it's a Ketana, what's the din? Agala, if it's a big one, what do you need? Mm-hmm. Excellent, Binyamin. This is the way Tosin of Avodah Zarah says in an Ayin Vavim base. If you look in the last daf in the Sekhas of Avodah Zarah, the last Amud, the way Tosin presents it there is that the two Terutzim are really not fighting each other, complementing one another. That's the way I want to read it. Okay? In our Tosis, it's not so poshut. He seems to present two distinct ones, but the way the Shittim Gebet says and the way Tosin of Avodah Zarah presents it, the two Teirutzim are really all one, complementing one another. Okay. So that's the Sheet of Tosis. Then we have the Ramban. Please get it. The Ramban says the following. The Ramban says the following Kiddush. The Ramban says, all the knives is enough to do what? All the knives is enough to do what? Hagala. Amazing. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim. So what do you do with our Gemara said, Livna Ba'or? Listen to this. This is amazing. The Gemara is not dealing with the dinim of Hechsher Kalim. The Gemara is just saying the quickest way to get it done. What's the quickest way to get it done? Libun. The quickest way to say it was kasher is Libun. That's the best method I wrote on the board, number one. So therefore the Mishnah says, Kegon Shechshiru. It's like the Gemara's Kegon Shechshiru. Because if it would have said what? If it would have said hot water, you need Hagala, it would have had to say what? Davka Kli Rishon, and how do you do the handle? Would have to go through all these what? All these different particular details to say that what? That Hagala would be enough. And the Gemara didn't want to get into that. The Gemara just said, do Libun and finished. You're Ganuk. Ganuk means it's enough.
and therefore you don't have to worry about anything else. Just do that, and Lomai said it's fine. So, but at the end of the day, all knives is enough to use what? Hagalah, believe it or not. And Rashi and the Tshuva, Shin Lam and Gimel, and the Ramban, as I said, say all knives is dyed to do Hagalah. And what's the Raya? Because if you look in Avodah Zarah and Ayin Hand Beis, the Brisa that's quoted there, it says Shpolos Vaskolos Malabnim Baor. What does it forget? The Tosefta included what, a third item. What was that? Which item did the Tosefta include? Knives. But in Avodah Zarah, quotes a Brisa that forgot and leaves out knives. And if you held that knives needed what, Libun, then it wouldn't have left it out. Adarabah would be more of a Chiddush. And another rise when the Gemara says Imsachim Edi Vidi Birotchim. If Sakinim Gedolim needed Libun, the Gemara shouldn't have said it. So at the end of the day, says the Ramban and Rashi, all the knives, Libun, Hagal is enough. Our Gemara is a Libun Nabor, just the quickest way to say it, that it's fine. You start talking about Hagalah, you have to say Kli Rishon. Yeah, there might be another way you have to handle the handle, Lomaisa. But the bottom line is that what? Is that according to the Ramban, all you need is Hagalah for all the knives. All you need is the knives, and that's it. All you need is Hagalah. Okay, whose sheet is that? Whose sheet was that? The Ramban plus Rashi and Tshuvas. Yeah. So again, we had the two Tirutz Matizes with the Haris and the Shidduk Gubetzes. Then we had the Ramban Haris and Shidduk Gubetzes, where there was all one Teretz. Remember we said that. The third sheet is the Ramban, and everything says Hagalah is enough with Rashi and Tshuvas. And what's the fourth sheet? The Rosh in Avodah Zarah Pirkei Siman Lamadal. Let's get it. The Rosh writes, all Sakinim need Libun. Pumfakir the Ramban. Like our Sugi in the Tosefta. I am Sakim, it says hot water is enough. You know what that was talking about, Jake? Hot water is enough only after what? Libun. Hot water is enough only after Libun. But you did Libun. Amazing. You know why? Because sometimes you're not able to malabin well the metal that's close to the handle. So you need the hot water to get involved there. But in a chanam, you always need libun. And our sugi, when it said agalo, was talking about after what? And when the sugim sakim, not our sugi, the sugim sakim said the hagalo, that was talking about after libun. Why would you need a hagalo after libun? Because by the handle, you might see the water, it works better. Okay, last teret, last sheet. Shidim Gubetzis says,
what is that, fourth
sheet? Yeah, the Rosh was number four. If you have the two Terutzim of Ben Atam, it's distinct Terutzim. And then the Ramban is three, and then the Rosh is four, yes? Yeah. You could combine the two like the Shinim Gavetta said, and then you're right. You would combine the two Terutzim, which is the standard Poshim Shah we want to say. Last sheet is the Shinim Gavetta himself, who says, what does Liv Nabor mean? What does Liv Nabor? Doesn't mean you need what? To malabin it. Yisrael doesn't need to malabin it. But Yisrael, when he buys a malabinet minagoy, when he buys a what? When he buys a stark knife from the goy, it's like a new knife. Because if there were shamnunis, it would be recognizable. And therefore, consequently, there is no raya from here that you need libu. No raya at all whatsoever you need libu. When it says the maisa that the Gemara needed libu, didn't mean the Yisrael needed libu. Means Yisrael bought a fired up knife from a goy. It's like a new knife. So if there was shamnunis, it would have been what? It would have been recognizable. But there's no raya at all that needs libun at all. He bought one. He happened to buy a melumetis one from a goy. So if there was any signs of shamnunis, it would have been what? It would have been nikar. Therefore, there's no raya that normally need libun. Nikar's like the Gemara I'm talking about, agal is enough. And Rashi, Dirmaskli, by Sema, says that Yisrael did Libun. See, Rashi says the Yisrael did Libun? Interesting. Rashi, Dirmaskli, by Sema, Yisrael did Libun. We said you bought it from a Libun knife from a goy. Rashi says that's wrong. Rashi says the goy was malabinin. I'm sorry, the Jew was malabinin. See, by Sema? By Sema, I feel like Bishonah could go on Shalivna Ba'or. Vein kan isha shamnunis. That Rashi is mashu the Yisrael. What? The Yisrael did the libun. Yeah. He buys him. I feel be yishonik. He goes. She live no more. Vein kan isha shamnunis.
He's assuming that what when it says that, seems like the Israel did it. You know what I mean? He doesn't say it affairs, but that's what he seems to say. He doesn't say anything about you buying it from the goy. You know what I mean? So let's gazer over the shittas, and then we'll kind of continue on a mahalach. Okay? What are the different shittas we have, l'maisa, by the methods of kashering? First is Rabbi Natan, first teretz. First chiluk Rabbi Natan says, depends whether it's what? Whether it's a terabala or what? Isurabala. If it's a terabala, then agala suffices. If it's isurabala, then you require libun. It's not enough to do agala. That's number one. Number two, a big sakin, we assume it's for sliya, you need what? Libun. Small one just for cutting, agala suffices. What's the raya that Tosefta includes with the sakinim? The shvot and maskalos in all one shot. Bless you. So it depends, lemaisa, what it's dealing with. If it's dealing with the big ones, then it's what? Then it requires libun. If it's dealing with the small ones, agala suffices. And how does Shimon Gvetz strengthen the raya? Because if it was talking about all knives, then it shouldn't have mentioned what? Spits and grills at all. You can rely on a kosher cane. If sakin require libun, kosher cane spits. So it must be the fact that puts them all together. It's saying, lemaisa, simana mishamshin l'tzliya, l'domin l'shpoidim. That's what we're dealing with. Halach l'maisa. We're dealing with sakin. They're used for roasting, for grilling, and they're domin l'shvufim, and that's the chiddush. What else did the Shimon Gvetz add on? The third nakuda, he actually had three nakudas. Actually, had two nakudas. One is mechazik, the raya, and the second nakuda was that two territories were not fighting. And how do we break down? If it's bala heter, what do we say? Whether it's big or small, it's kasha ba'agala, terabala. And if it's sakin shabalisr, a ketana requires what? Agala, and the gadola requires libun. It's mashum taisis like that of a zara. And then, and that's a tremendous chiddush, and taisis asked on that. He thought that was crazy, because used alayish, how could agala ever suffice? Can't extract, every time you extract it, it's just going to come out. Only thing they can take care of is libun. Okay, so that's the what? That's the sheet of Shittim Gebetzes, presenting the two deities of Tosus. Then the third sheet was the Ramban, that said everything agal is enough. What do you do with Pesachim? Like it says in Pesachim, Pesachim fits well. What do you do with our sugya that should live nabor? What do we say? It was just a quick way of saying you don't have to do live nabor. Just a quick same saying it's kosher. Because if you say agal, you got to eat all the things which kalim to use. So the Gemara didn't want to get into that. So it's enough, Rashi says in the Ramban, that all the sakin would die by agala. What's the raya of the Ramban? It said, Shpolim shkos melavdam or, leaves out sakinim. If he held that sakinim require libun, you follow what I'm saying, that chiddush? I mean, that's the chiddush. The Ramban is saying that. He brings a raya. He says, why'd you leave out sakinim in the Gemara? And the Tosefta was there, would have been a bigger chiddush. I'll tell you why. Because we're saying, lemaisa, that you don't need libun, all you need is agala. And what's the raya from Sakhma? Is it edi barokin? If a big knife required libun, the Gemara should have said it. So that's the terrence. He says all knives are agala. What's the fourth and fifth shita? The Russian of Orazara says all kingdom, all sakinim require libun against the Ramban. Like our sugi in the Tosefta. What do you do with Sakhim? That's after libun. You do how what after libun. Last answer, Shimon Gvetz that says what? Our whole series done where you bought it malubin from a goy. It's like a new knife. And if they had shamunis on it, it would have been what? It would have been nikar. So that's not kavana that the Yisrael has to do libun. If you buy it from the goy had to be sure that it was done what? It was done kedasukedin. So Yisrael bought malubinis from a goy. It's like a new knife. It would be nikar. So there's no raya that what you need libun when you buy from a goy. And the ikar lamais is like the Gemara Sochim. That all sakinim is enough, what, with agala? Rashi says, that's only when the Jew does the what? The Jew does the libun. That's only when the Jew does the libun. So it comes out, according to Shittim Gvetzes, what is love number or? You bought it from a what? From a goy. It's like a new knife would be nicker. There's no raya lamaisa that here you need libun. No raya at all. Could be like nicker and sakim, all sakinim are died by agala. And Rashi says, it's a little bit strange because if you want to learn that in the Gemara, it's a little strange because it seems like the Israel is doing the libun.
According to Shimon Gvertis, who's doing the Limun? Is the Goy did it. You bought a Lubenis Min a Goy. That's a little bit sure and fit in Rashi. Okay, fine. Let's get to the following Mahalach. We'll start this. It will start this Lamaisa and see if we mentioned something in the Chumash at the end. Lamaisa, but let's see this because a few Mahalachim we have to see. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. I want to start like this. With the exception of the Rambam, Rov Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, when you shech the Behemah Mesukenis, the Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah, even though you're over in Isser Bezeh of Mesakin, is the Basar Mutter B'Yevin? Yes. It's Mutter B'Yevin B'Achilu. Remember we said it's, with the exception of the Rambam. The Rambam, remember we learned, it's talking on a B'Yevin level, as Kesem Mishra said, it's Asr, even B'Yevin. If you don't learn like the Rambam, Moros Rishonim say, if you use the Shech the Behemah Mesukenis with the knife of Odazara, even though you did an Isser, because you're Misakin, Misri Anoah, even though you did an Isser because it was sick, nevertheless the meat is Mutabachiv. You got that? Rov Rishonim, besides the Ram, says that at the end of the day, the bus is Mutabachiv. Is that correct? Oh. So Rabbi Kiveger asks on this, and Simon Yud and Shulchan Aruch, I want you to get it. There's a famous principle called what? We wrote on the board once, E Avid Lo Mahani. And Dalad and Beis. What does E Avid Lo Mahani mean? If you did an Issa D'oraisa, does the Chalos remain? Or that's a bias as it works. Kurn Rav, it doesn't work. So that's why it's in Mesechus Tumura. Lo Yamir V'lo Ech Lefenu. Behem A was Kadosh. I want a chance of Kedushin from Behem A to Behem B. I can't do that. If I did it, it does work. So that means I was able to what? Extract Lamaisa Kedusha. The Torah said don't do it. But nevertheless, it does. Who wants to hear? Both A and B are now Kaddish. It's a famous principle. Now, whenever there's a Machlaz, a Baiva Rava, who do we hold like? Rava. So this is Iyavid Lomahani. We should always hold Iyavid Lomahani. Should not be Chal. There is a whole Shaila, maybe the Ram held like Abaye, maybe he hold. I think the Ma'arit says that, but let's assume not. Let's assume like the standard shot. So what's this kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger? What's this kasha, Lomaisa? You guys tell me. Why don't we say Yavid Lomahani here? Since the shechita you did be'isser with a sakin shel avodah zarah, maybe the shechita should not work. Lomaisa the matar b'achivu. It's a bomb kasha. All the Rishonim say it's mutar b'achivu with a sakin shel avodah zarah b'diyavid. It's all an issue with achivu, with the exception of the Rambam. So how can all the Rishonim say it's mutar b'achila when what we have the klal of Yavad Lomahani that should strip the chalos of the shechita? Shechita should not work at all. So how do you say it's mutar b'yavad eat? Yes? Hear the kasha Shmuel? E Avid Lomahani. If you did it, it's not chal. So here you did it. Lomahani, you used the sakin shalom on azar, so the shechita shouldn't be chal. How can all the Rishonim say it's mutar b'yavad eat? That's the kasha. Yes? Okay. What's the terutz? So, Lamaisa, let's see if we can have time to give the three terutzim. Okay? And then we got to do some Chumash. What is that? The first answer to be Kivager himself. When do you say Yavid Lomahani, Jake? When do we say it? Tomorrow. We say it by Tzmura, correct? Why? What's unique about Tzmura? Because when the Torah commands you about Lo Yamir, the Kavan is that it shouldn't be Chal. And the Torah says you don't have the permission to imbue tmura. You don't have the permission to imbue tmura. To be toifes, to be matmis a tmura. So anything like that we see Yavid Lomahani. It happens to work there though. He says, who tmurasa yiyya? So it's against Rava. So what does Gemara say? It's a special judge of Kosov. Gemara goes back and forth by Rava, like 3-4 blot. They ask on each other. From the Gemara says, Shani Asim is a judge of Kosov. It's an exception to the rule. So it's an accepted rule, but what about Isra Hanah though? Misham Shevodah Zara. Can you be ma'az with a mitzvah like that and say it's not pursuus Adam in Efshur L'Hanah Zara? Of course not. Of course you get Hanah from it automatically. So what is the Torah Asering? Only the Maisa. But if you did it, B'di'evit it's going to what? B'di'evit it's going to work. Follow what I'm saying? If it's a halachic enterprise, you guys got to get this, Chiluk. If it's a halachic enterprise, then E-Avid Lomahani makes sense. If you're already the Assur, the Torah doesn't allow you for the halachic enterprise to be chal. He happens to be in Betumri Doschal. But you understand what I'm saying? It's all halachic. If it's halachic, then the Torah says chal. This is not halachic. It's based on physicality. Did you get hanar? Did you not get hanar? So if you got hanar, Lamaisa, the Torah only asks the action. But if you did it, it's going to, of course it's going to work. Is shechita an action or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course it's an action. It killed an animal. So that for sure is what is going to be chal. So it's mutter eat the abasabidi of it. But tzmur is all what? It's all theoretical. It's not theoretical, but it's halachic. You follow me?
Yeah.
Did you imbue the Kedusha from A to B? Did you, yes, or did you not? And the Torah says, Yavid Lomahani. So it really should not work if it wasn't for the exception. But don't give me Yavid Lomahani in our topic. Yavid Lomahani doesn't play a role here. Because the bottom line is, you are doing a Maisa. And that Maisa, the Maisa, physically what? Was done. So you can't say what it wasn't done. You understand what I'm saying, Jake? Can't say it was done. It's a physical action that was done. You're done. That's why it's mutter b'diavad. That's one answer. Second answer, the Nachla Svi. Who's the Nachla Svi on the side of Yordea? Simon Yud says, the klal of Yavid Lomahani, please get it. This is real. This is really earlier Gedolei Achronim, I think, based on the Ma'arit. You only say Yavid Lomahani if it benefits you from saving you from an Isser. If it benefits you from saving you from an Isser, you understand what I'm saying? Then we'll see Yavid Lomahani. By Shechita, if you don't maksha the basa to eat, are you still over the Isser? Yes. Why are you over the Isser? Because by you shechting it, you've taken out an Avram what? Avram Minacha. You have done something. The Isser anyway is not going to be fixed up. Even if you say Yavid Lomahani, and the Shechita is not good, is the animal alive or dead? Now, after you shucked it. Dead. So I've saved it from Avram Minachai no matter what I do. Even if you want to strip the fact and say the shechit is not good, I have done something that what? I have done something that cannot be what? Cannot be remedied. It's not going to what? You only say the klal when in the Menias HaChaluz is Mesak and the Isser. You know, we're not over in Aveira, but here you were over in Aveira. You got on now because it's no longer Avram Minachai. And therefore, this din is us to shecht, even when you're not matuing it to eat. Because it's no longer what? Binyamin, what have I accomplished? If I can't eat it, what have I accomplished? It's not Avram Minachai. And that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, B'shem the Tshuva's Pnei Aryeh. Let's say you have an animal's about to die, B'sukenis. It's us or even Nechira B'sakin, Shalavot Zara. What's Nechira? What's Nechira, guys? What's Nechira?
Snoring.
It means, that's geniche, geniche. Nechira is mean when you what? Is when you kill it not through shechita. You kill it not through shechita, that's nechira. When you kill it not through shechita. So it's usher, even in Mesuken, it's been nechira, because you're taking it out of Eremecha, you kill it. So you're being misak in it. And you could be nene by selling it immediately to a goy. You can't eat it, I grant you, but you could sell it. You can't eat it, but you could definitely sell it. You definitely could sell it. So that's the answer. That's the third answer. That's the second answer. Second answer is that you only see Yavid Lomahani when you can misak in the Isser of what you've done. A reverse what you've done. You can't reverse what you've done. Physically, he's taken it out of Avram Minachai. He's taken it out of Avram Minachai. Then Lomaisa, we understand that you cannot say Yavid Lomahani, because you're not going to, you can't reverse that and cancel that. So Mimela, since you can't reverse that and cancel that, the bus is mutter b'diavad to eat. Okay, and the last answer is from Shlomo Hyman. That's all, the great guy. Kedusha of Shlomo. You know what he answers? He answers that when it comes to Shechita, the Gavra is not Paul the Heksher. Who's Paul the Heksher? It's through the Mitzias of cutting the Watsimonim. Then the Torah takes over and matters it. It's a side thing that the Shechita has to be done by a human being. But it's not shaykh to say, why is it not shaykh to say Yavid Lomahani? Because the Isser is what? The Isser is B'maisa Adam. You only say Yavid Lomahani L'maisa, right? M'meila lo shaykh when we shkita kol milsa b'machmano l'osav Yavid Lomahani. The Isser is B'maisa Adam. The Isser is B'maisa Adam. And a Maisa Shal Adam, Paul's actual shkita. Well, who's the one who activates the actor of shkita? the man or the Torah? The Torah. The guy cuts it, and then the Torah takes over. The only time you can say close Yovel Lomani is when the guy's doing the whole thing. Then you can what? Then you can undo it.
So what would be a case of that?
What'd you say, like Tamura, where the guy's doing the whole thing, he's being mocked the shit. So then Lomaisa you say, and then he's all Shayak Lomar Bishita Kol Mosra Machman Losavid Yovel Lomahani. Because it's only a din study that the shechita is what? When do you say you have a lomahani? When the guy's doing the whole thing. By shechita, the guy's not doing the whole thing. The guy does the maisa and the Torah takes over. You follow me? So let's gaza this over, then we do one, and then we gotta finish up with one something from the Chumash. Okay? What was the kasha? The kasha is, why did we say that? What be the evidence mutter? According to all the Rishonim except for the Rambam, you show chid with the suck and shalavot azara. Doesn't work. Shechita shouldn't work. So why do you say it's mutter to eat? So Bikivega says you only say you have a lomahani on what? Jake? On something that what? So that's purely halachic. You could say we undone it. But by Isra Anah, Mishram Shevet Azara, you have Anah. If you have Anah, Lamaisa, the Torah only what? Tony asks the what? Us is the Maisa. But if you did it, but you have it, it works, right? When it's talking about a halachic thing, then the Torah can undo it. But this is not just, it's an action. So it's an action. You did it, the Torah asked it, but if you did it, it should be good. What's the second answer? You only see you have a little money, we can save the Isser. You're not saving what was done. Its status has been changed. Bless you. It might not be mutterdi, but it's no longer even Menachai. Bless you. So it's no longer even Menachai. We said that what? B'shechit Tshuva says, B'shem the Tshuva's Pnei Arya, that even if you do Nechira, even a mesukenis, it's usher, it's even nechiru, because you're taking out of the status of your nana, and your nana, you can sell it immediately. And what's the third answer? Chlishim Shlomo Hyman. That what do you say? The Torah says you have a lomani when the guy's doing the whole thing. But if the guy does something, the Torah takes over. You don't say you have a lomani. By shechita, what does the guy do? The guy cuts it, and then the Torah takes over. Okay, one thing from Chumash. You know the different reasons why Yitzchak went blind. One is out of old age. Two is the smoke of the Avodah Zarah of the Esav's wives. Three is the tears that came out of the Malachim at the Akedah. Yes? And four is because why? So that he should give the brachas to Yaakov. What is the status of a Summa blind man in Halacha? Is he chayv in mitzvahs or not? Machlois rebuked in the Chum. We pass on the Chumim. He's chayv in mitzvahs. Can a blind man get an Aliyah? Machlois machaber Ramah. Machaber says no. The Ramah says yes because he'd be motzi him anyway. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Want to check the hallway, see if there's like five guys who can have mincha? That'd be great. If not, we'll do 1:30. Just check. Anyone want to have mincha now? Guys? Yeah.